it never fails. You get into the shower, or you get ready for a good soak in the tub, you just get comfortable on the couch and the phone rings, or your kid needs something, and something interrupts you, and you're like, oh, I just got comfortable. Man, that happened to you, it happens to me. Let's talk about it right here, right now. Stay tuned for the Corner of Truth and Life. Hello and welcome to this edition of the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and I remember reading hearing a joke, and it talked about somebody giving survival tips of what to do if you got lost in the woods, in the wilderness. It said you should always bring a deck of cards. And so if you found yourself lost, stranded, whatever, and didn't know what to do, it said, pull out the deck of cards and begin to play solitaire. And before you know it, somebody would pop up behind you to tell you where to play your next card. And it took me a while to get that, but now I get it. And in my house, what I need to do is I just need to bring my phone or my laptop and then play a video. Because my kids can be busy throughout the house. I might not even know where they are. And then if I start playing a video and my computer, you know, makes the noise of something is playing, they materialize right out of the floor. Boom! They're there. What are you watching, Dad? What are you watching? So that's kind of what happens. And the other joke always has been that, you know, you just, if you are feeling lonely, fill up the tub and settle into the tub for a good soak, and as soon as you get yourself fully submerged in the tub, that's when the phone will ring. You know, the other joke of, it, you know, you're going to sit down for supper, and that's when the telemarketer will call, which that's actually not so much of a joke as what actually happens. But in all these cases, it's the idea of once you get comfortable, then you're interrupted, and we become painfully aware of interruptions when we get comfortable. So that's what I want to kind of develop and talk about today. Because I think there's a spiritual dimension of that. And part of that's because we are spiritual beings. God made us in a way that we have a spiritual side to us, whether we acknowledge God or not. We experience things, and sometimes they are spiritual, however we choose to categorize them. And our day-to-day lives have a spiritual dimension because our day-to-day lives are part of who we are. In fact, much more so, and that's why, like here on the Corner of Truth and Life, we seek to talk about, well, what is the truth and what is real life? Because if they don't go together, if the spiritual side doesn't relate to Monday through Friday real life, then what are we doing? And if God is real, then he should work in real life. And this is one of those cases where we see this, and it's very much reflected in the Bible. And it's talked about that. This idea that getting comfortable is something we strongly desire and something that is not always good for us. And that's an interesting thought, because I'll tell you, I love to get comfortable. I love to feel safe and secure and good. And yet, it sometimes is bad for my relationships. and it just, doesn't that seem backwards? It does to me. But yet when I think about it honestly, and so let's just describe that. I mean, I have busy days that are demanding. The last two weekends have been very busy for me. The last two Saturdays, I spoke at a conference each Saturday, a different conference each Saturday. And each Saturday, I spoke a total of four times. And each time I spoke, it was about 45 minutes. So I stood in front of a group of people and taught and spoke and presented at 45-minute stretches four times. And in one case, those three of those sessions were back-to-back. So I spoke for 45 minutes, had like a 5-minute break as people changed rooms, new group of people, did it again, another break, did it again, four times, boom, 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 boom. By the end of the third time, I had a break for lunch before the fourth time, I was already feeling, whoa, I'm tired. Because presenting, and I try to not be a boring presenter, I try to, you know, be animated, and I get kind of excited because I'm excited about what I'm presenting anyway. It takes a lot out of you. And if you've ever gotten up and spoken for a period of time, especially in a way that didn't bore everyone to tears, you probably were tired. I was. And of course, those were two Saturdays. And then Sunday, I speak twice every Sunday. And again, trying not to, you know, bore everyone to death, but be an interesting and dynamic speaker. And by the time it's all over, I am understandably tired. And nobody faults me for that. They're like, oh, I bet you're tired. You know, they're sympathy, which is nice. Everyone likes sympathy, right? So I come home, and I'm tired, and I am rightfully tired, and I've earned a rest. And now here's where things get a little sticky. Because I can't wait to hit that couch and put my feet up. And I probably want to maybe watch some Netflix or some Amazon Prime and just kick back and relax. And I don't want to think, and I don't want to deal with other people, because even though I'm very outgoing, I'm really kind of an introvert, and I've been around people all day, and so now I don't want to be around people. And that can be a problem when you don't want to be around people and you're a father of four and a husband of one, because they're all people and they live with me. And in the case of both my wife and my children, I have been busy. I haven't been busy with them. So while I have given and given, none of that went to them, or didn't primarily go to them. And so my six-year-old, he wants to play cards. And my older children want to show me something. And my wife either wants my help with something that has got to be done around the house, like feeding children, or some other thing. And so everybody wants something from me, but I'm done. I need to rest. I want now to get comfortable. I'm tired. My body's tired. My heart's tired. My emotions are tired. And that starts to take precedent over their needs. I mean, not that I don't love my kids, but guys, just leave. Daddy's tired, guys. Can you leave me alone for a while? And I think all of us can relate to this on some level. Even if you don't have family that you live with, you still get it. When you're like, can you just leave me alone for a while? Just leave me alone. Because you're tired, because you want to rest, because you want to be comfortable, because you just sat down and you need some me time. And man, that's not in itself a bad thing. We do sometimes need time to refresh. And that is something we do need. It's a legitimate need. But see, there's where the rub comes. Because legitimate needs give us a legitimate excuse sometimes, what we feel is a legitimate excuse, to be selfish. And say, well, I deserve to be selfish. Well, is that the question? Do you deserve to be selfish? Or is that where it really becomes, how much do I care for others? It's easy to be generous with my excess. So when I'm feeling energetic, I have energy to share with you. When I'm feeling emotionally full, it's easy to share my emotions with you. When I am ready, I have time, I'm ready to share with you. It's when I'm running low that my value system really comes into play, doesn't it? I mean, if I've got millions of dollars, it's probably easy easier to give you some money. If I've only got $2, I can't afford to give you money anymore. And if I don't have much emotional energy yet, I can no longer afford to give you some of my emotional energy. I don't have much time. I cannot afford to give you. See, it's all about what can I afford now, because I still have to prioritize myself as my desire. And so this is the issue. And that becomes an issue for us spiritually. Because if we're supposed to love God and love others, and we're supposed to love them more than we love ourselves, then the real point of tension, the real conflict comes when now it's starting to cost something. Now it's biting into my time. Before, I called it a sacrifice, but it was not costly, because it was something that I could easily give. But now, now my comfort is threatened. My security is threatened. And that's a level of cost that I may find unacceptable. Because I do care about you, but I care about me more. And so it is in our moments of comfort that we may find our greatest selfishness. And I know that's true of me, because let's go back to me coming home. And this is something that happens on a regular basis, numerous times during the week at my house. It's the end of the day, everybody's tired. And one of the things that we like to do as a family, we put the youngest to bed because he's too young, and we tuck him in and let him get a head start on having a good night's sleep. And then the older children and my wife and I, we sit down and we like to watch Doctor Who. We're Whovians. My kids love Doctor Who. My wife and I grew up with our parents watching some Doctor Who, so now it's something. And it's a fun family thing. So we sit there and we watch a Doctor Who episode, which is usually between 43 and 44 minutes. So we're all kicked back at the lights dim in the living room. I'm sitting in my recliner. My wife is leaning up against me, cuddling. The kids are all kicked out on the couches. And we enjoy a Doctor Who together, and then it's over. And spend time for the children. And my boys have to go up first, or the younger ones, so up they go to bed. And we always tuck our kids in, kiss them goodnight, and pray with them. And my wife and I are both tired. We've both had busy days. And now who's going to go get up off this comfortable couch and go up? I know who I want to do it. I want my wife to do it, and she wants me to do it. And I am then faced with, am I willing to die in a small way? Going up and tucking in my kids and kissing them goodnight is a gift, and yet it feels like a cost because I'm selfish. And if that small thing is hard for me to do, then what happens when it's a big thing? What happens when it's not my wife who I love or my children who I love? What happens if it's not an enjoyable thing? And so that's my challenge for you today. Find those areas where you find it hard to even do a good thing. And realize, I got to be willing to lay down in my own comfort. Because that's what Jesus did for me. Thank you for listening to The Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North J. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.